Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
10 people are looking for a place to stay after an overnight fire on the west side. It broke out just before 1:30 this morning in an apartment building at Iowa and Long in the Austin neighborhood. The fire broke out in a third floor apartment before spreading to other units. The cause of that fire is under investigation. Chicago police are talking to a person of interest in connection with the theft of phones in the Loop. Police say a member of a CTA special employment team helped catch the person. The details from WBBM's Brandon Eisen.
The Chicago Police Department announced on their Twitter the great job of CTA special employment and First District units for tracking down a person of interest on the CTA red line involving a phone theft. The post ended with a statement from police: phone thieves, beware. CPD is on the lookout. Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
And police say they will have an official statement on the incident from responding officers later on. A patient at a mental health clinic in West Suburban Maywood is now charged with sexually assaulting a clinic employee.
Illinois State Police say 23-year-old DeAndre Coleman is charged with aggravated criminal sexual abuse and aggravated battery involving strangulation. He allegedly assaulted an employee of the John Madden Mental Health Center in Maywood on January 8th. He was taken into custody. 6 days later, he's being held at the Cook County Jail on a $10,000 bond. There's no information about who he attacked and how that individual is doing. Jan Coleman, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A 40-year-old man is dead after he was shot inside of a convenience store in the Austin neighborhood on the west side. It happened just before 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon on Laramie at Van Buren. Police say Eugene Burns was inside the store when he was approached by two men who each pulled a gun and opened fire. He was shot multiple times and pronounced dead at the scene. 15 minutes earlier, a 23-year-old man was shot and killed on the northwest side. It happened around 12:45 at Rockwell and Diversey. Police say Jonathan Barajas was inside a car in an alley when someone approached and fired shots. Barajas was hit in the neck, chest, and stomach. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle says at least one agreement is near on efforts to improve public transit on Chicago's south side and the south suburbs.
The aim, says Tony Preckwinkle, is to bring more economic development to the Southland by making it easier and cheaper for people there to get to and from work and businesses.
We have been talking with Metra, our Metropolitan Rail Public Transit, about increasing service and reducing fares on the Metro Electric line and the Rock Island line, which are parallel to the east and west, respectively, of the Dan Ryan. And what we're close to an agreement. We hope to have an agreement in the first part of this year.
The county board president also would like the CTA to participate in the plan, but the Lightfoot administration has been reluctant. Preckwinkle says she'll go ahead on a deal with Metra regardless. Craig Dullimore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The Illinois State Senate meeting today, this Sunday, to elect a new chamber president. Outgoing Senate President John Cullerton of Chicago announced back in November that he was retiring from the Senate effective this month. Two Democrats are seen as favorites to succeed Cullerton, Senator Don Harmon of Oak Park and Kimberly Lightford of Maywood. As officials in one western suburb look to expand access to legal marijuana, residents of another are looking to do the opposite.
Aurora aldermen are reviewing an application to open a marijuana dispensary near the popular Chicago Premium Outlets Mall. CEO of NewMed Bob Fitzsimmons tells the Beacon News Aurora is the perfect place for the 2,700-square-foot facility. However, the current tenant of the building has expressed concern about the proposal, and that's been the story in neighboring Naperville, where members of the group Opt Out Naperville say they've raised $4,000 in donations as they fight to prohibit the city from allowing legal pot. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.